BEP 310, job interviews, internal review of candidates. As part of our series on job interviews, in this episode, we'll be taking a closer look at the process from the HR perspective. Specifically, we'll be studying the language of reaching a decision about whom to hire. A Brazilian business unit of fast-moving consumer goods company Fun Beverages has recently interviewed several people for an HR manager position. Now, the regional HR director, Ted, and the business unit general manager, George, are meeting to discuss the shortlisted or final candidates. As you listen, pay attention to the language they use to compare the two interviewees and to decide which one is the best fit. In addition, we'll study how they support a candidate, emphasize priorities, express reservations or second thoughts, and suggest action. While listening, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website at www.businessenglishpod.com. 1. Which candidate do they prefer and why? 2. What are the relative strengths and weaknesses of the two main candidates, Ronaldo and Yala? 3. What are the main reservations about Yala?
So, after the final round of interviews, two candidates really stand out.
Yala and Ronaldo?
That's right.
What set them apart? I liked Annette as well.
She looks great on paper, but she didn't perform very well in the interview.
Nerves?
Not only. I have questions about her communication skills.
Okay. Well, between Yala and Ronaldo, who strikes you as the better candidate?
It's a tough one. They're both very qualified. Yala probably has better soft skills, conflict management, negotiation, whereas Ronaldo has better technical qualifications.
Really?
Yeah, he's been certified in PeopleSoft, and he has a senior-level HR credential.
That's good, but the technical side is learnable. What we really need is smart people who will fit well with our organization.
Yes. Lala is probably a better overall match. I think her dynamic style aligns well with our organizational culture.
What about Ronaldo?
Not bad either, but he's a little more staid and reserved.
Yala's mostly been working in manufacturing, right?
Yes, that's right.
How is she going to handle the shift to a more marketing-oriented organization?
Honestly, I think she'll take to it like a fish to water. I'm confident she has what it takes to succeed here.
Then what's holding you back?
Well, the main issue I'm worried about is compensation. Her salary history suggests she'll want something on the high end of our range, maybe even out of our budget.
Have you talked to her about it?
Not yet. She wanted to postpone the discussion until she had a firm offer on the table.
Smart woman. Well, let's give her an offer and see how she reacts. In the meanwhile, we can keep Ronaldo on the back burner.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
George and Ted have reached agreement about hiring. Let's study the language they use. To start off, Ted, the HR manager, says that after the final round of interviews, two candidates, Yala and Ronaldo, really stand out. That is, really distinguish themselves from the others. The business unit manager, George, wants to know exactly what set them apart or what made them different from the rest. Asking about differences between candidates is an important part of deciding whom to hire. Listen to some more useful expressions for this purpose.
What would you say differentiates the two candidates?
How do they measure up to each other?
What do you see as being the key differences? Who is stronger?
How do they compare to each other?
George also likes a third candidate, Annette. What does Ted say about her?
She looks great on paper, but she didn't perform very well in the interview.
Nerves?
Not only. I have questions about her communication skills.
Ted says Annette looks great on paper. That is, her resume or CV looks strong, but she didn't perform well in the interview. George wonders if her poor performance was due to nerves, that is, because she was nervous. But Ted says, not only, suggesting it wasn't just nerves, he also has questions, that is, reservations or doubts, about Annette's communication skills. Of course, when comparing candidates, we don't always have positive things to say. It's important also to be able to talk about negatives. Listen to more examples of discussing reservations.
I have questions about his ability to work under pressure.
The main issue I'm worried about is his technical skills.
There's a question mark next to his management experience.
I'm concerned about her lack of experience in a customer-facing role.
What happens next? George asks a more specific question about the difference between the two finalists, Yala and Ronaldo. He wants Ted to tell him who strikes him as the better candidate, that is, who seems to him to be the more promising interviewee. How does Ted respond?
It's a tough one. They're both very qualified. Yala probably has better soft skills, conflict management, negotiation, whereas Ronaldo has better technical qualifications.
It's a tough one means it's hard to decide. The two candidates are about equal. Ted uses the adverb whereas to directly compare the two interviewees. Yala has better soft skills, whereas Ronaldo has better technical qualifications. By soft skills, Yala means non-technical skills, such as communication. Let's review some more phrases and idioms for comparing candidates.
John is stronger in engineering, whereas Sally is better in sales.
Bill has a bit of an edge over Susie when it comes to customer relationship management experience.
They're both excellent presenters, but I think George has better mastery of the technical side.
Honestly, it's a dead heat between the candidates on the shortlist, but I'm especially impressed with Alex's ability to crunch the numbers.
Among the final round interviewees, I think both Linda and Miranda really stand out for their communication skills.
To have an edge over someone means to be better than someone. And if two people are in a dead heat, it's like they are tied equally in a race. That is, one is not better than the other. Next, Ted discusses Ronaldo's technical skills. Ronaldo is certified in the HR software PeopleSoft. Also, he has a senior level HR credential or certificate. How does George react to Ronaldo's better technical capabilities?
That's good, but the technical side is learnable. What we really need is smart people who will fit well with our organization.
George feels that the technical side is learnable, that is, it can be learned. In his view, the priority is instead to find smart people who fit well with our organization. George wants someone whose personality will match the company. To emphasize this priority, he uses the phrase, "What we really need is." In making hiring decisions, usually there are many candidates with equally strong but different qualifications. To decide between them, we must set and address, that is, give voice to, specific priorities. Now let's review several more expressions that can be used to address priorities.
What we really need is people with strong sales skills.
I think the main priority for our organization is finding people with the vision it takes to succeed in the marketplace.
We have to focus on candidates who have the basic skills they need to succeed in this environment.
How does Ted respond to George?
Yes. Lala is probably a better overall match. I think her dynamic style aligns well with our organizational culture.
Does Ted think Yala's personality suits their business? Yes. Yala is dynamic or energetic. This style will fit better with their organizational culture. Ronaldo, on the other hand, is more staid and reserved, that is, quiet and careful. When making the final choice between candidates, our judgment of how well they fit our organisation, that is, organisational fit, is often one of the most important factors. Let's review some expressions for discussing a good organisational fit.
Sandy's goals and values align well with those of our organisation.
I think she'll fit in very well with our team.
What can we say when we think there is a bad fit?
He's a highly qualified candidate, but I'm just not sure how well he would fit in with our corporate culture.
If you ask me, we need someone with a more outgoing personality in this role.
Next, George voices a concern about Yala. What is it? Yala has spent most of her career working in manufacturing, where HR management tends to be more routine and less strategic than in a fast-moving consumer goods company like Fun Beverages. George wonders how Yala is going to handle the shift to a more fast-paced, marketing-oriented organization. How does Ted reply?
Honestly, I think she'll take to it like a fish to water. I'm confident she has what it takes to succeed here.
Obviously, Ted strongly supports Yala's application. He thinks Yala will take to Fun Beverages like a fish to water. This idiom describes someone who adapts quickly and well to a new environment. Ted also says Yala has what it takes. That is, has the necessary qualities to succeed in their company. We've already studied how to express reservations about a candidate. Now, let's listen to some further ways to express support for a candidate.
I'm confident she has what it takes to succeed here.
I'm in favor of hiring Rebecca, and let me give you the reasons.
George's application has my support.
I think Sally would do very well here.
After Ted has said so many positive things about Yala, George is surprised that he doesn't seem to completely support Yala's application. He wants to know what is holding Ted back, that is, keeping him from wholeheartedly backing Yala's candidacy. But Ted has a reservation of his own, namely that Yala will want more money, more compensation than they are able to offer. As he puts it, Yala's salary history suggests she'll want something on the high end of our range, maybe even out of our budget. What does George say?
Have you talked to her about it?
Not yet. She wanted to postpone the discussion until she had a firm offer on the
table. Yala hasn't talked money yet with Ted. She prefers to postpone the discussion until she has a firm offer on the table, that is, until Fun Beverages has made a definite offer of employment to her.
Smart woman. Well, let's give her an offer and see how she reacts. In the meanwhile, we can keep Ronaldo on the back burner.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The dialogue finishes with George suggesting that they keep Ronaldo on the back burner. What does this mean? Cooking stoves often have four burners or flames. There are two in front and two in back. Dishes that require our attention we put on the front burners, whereas dishes that cook slowly or that require less attention we put on the back burners. So, to put or keep something on the back burner means to put something outside of our immediate attention, but keep it available in case it is needed. In the dialogue, George wants to keep Ronaldo waiting in case Yala's salary requirements do indeed turn out to be too high. This is the action George suggests taking. Thus, the dialogue has finished with George recommending action. Of course, when we meet to discuss candidates, it's important to agree on the next step. Here are a few more examples of possible actions we can take.
We'll just need to run this decision by senior management to get final approval.
I recommend forwarding the application to Human Resources for final approval.
Let's give her an offer to see how she reacts.
That's it then. We're all agreed. He's hired.
Now it's your turn to practice the language we have learned in this episode. First, we'll go over comparing candidates. Imagine you are in a hiring meeting and your boss asks you to compare two interviewees. You will hear a series of cues composed of the two candidates' names and their relative strengths or weaknesses. Use the language we have studied to describe how the two people measure up to each other. For example, if you hear,
Tina, better technical qualifications. Sally, better soft skills.
You can say something like,
Tina has better technical qualifications, whereas Sally has better soft skills.
Or if you hear,
Michael, little work experience. Sam, a lot of work experience.
You can say something like,
They're both excellent candidates, but Sam has a bit of an edge over Michael when it comes to work experience.
Other useful expressions include to have better mastery of, to be a dead heat between, and to really stand out from. After each question, you will hear an example answer. Bear in mind that in each case, there are many possible correct responses. Let's give it a try.
Tina, good marketing experience. Rob, good sales experience.
Example answer. Both candidates are good, but Tina has better marketing experience, whereas Rob has better sales experience.
Scott, average technical skills. Margaret, excellent technical skills.
Example answer. Honestly speaking, Margaret seems to have much better mastery of the technical side.
Rick, great sales skills, good soft skills. Ruth, great sales skills, excellent negotiation ability.
Example answer. It's a dead heat between the candidates when it comes to sales skills, but I'm especially impressed with Ruth's negotiation ability.
Next, we'll review some of the useful vocabulary and collocations that we studied in this episode. You'll hear a series of sentences with a verb blanked out or replaced with beep. Repeat the whole sentence saying the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"The main issue I'm worried is his technical skills."
You can say,
"The main issue I'm worried about is his technical skills."
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Okay, let's get started.
Finding people with is the main priority for our organization. Answer. Finding people with vision is the main priority for our organization.
We have to on candidates who have good basic skills. Answer. We have to focus on candidates who have good basic skills.
Sandy's goals and values well with those of our organization. Answer. Sandy's goals and values align well with those of our organization.
I'm confident she has what it to succeed here. Answer. I'm confident she has what it takes to succeed here.
We'll just need to this decision by senior management. Answer. We'll just need to run this decision by senior management.
That's all for this episode on comparing job candidates. We've looked at a variety of language useful for reaching a decision about hiring, including asking about differences, discussing reservations, addressing priorities, discussing organizational fit, supporting a candidate, and taking action. Don't forget to check out the study notes for this and other episodes at www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks for listening.